Hello and welcome to episode 339 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. Just to let you know ahead of time, we will be discussing spoilers on these movies. So if we discuss a film that you have any interest in seeing but haven't seen yet, maybe skip ahead a few minutes, come back and listen after you've seen the movie. So just getting that out there, spoilers will be had. I am Doug, and I am joined by Simon. How you doing today, Simon?
I'm going insane. It's like day 18 of strike action, and I want to go back to work.
I get that. I get that.
Like I'm like, this should be done, guys. Why are we playing this game? So we had a year of negotiations, and we're still in this place. And also, by the time you guys will know, I'm working on our site and going insane because it's down right now. But that was by my choice. I didn't pull it off our own host to go to a new host. So when you guys are hearing this, because it'll be on the new site, it'll be all good. But right now I'm going a little nuts. And number two, I want to bring up something. Doug tried to put Bratz on a podcast ages ago. Do you remember this?
I barely remember. I did watch it, and I felt that I felt it kind of deserved discussion, but
We're
maybe
gonna
not.
have it right now. I watched it
Okay.
today when I got home.
Okay.
What a flaming pile of crap you made me watch.
I didn't make you watch it. You decided to watch
No,
that on your
I'm
own.
sitting there going, Andrew McCarthy needs to get a life.
My whole thing on that movie is that Andrew McCarthy literally made a movie about people calling him a brat instead of going to therapy. I think time in therapy would have served Andrew McCarthy so much better than making that
I
documentary.
watched this pile of crap. I'm like, he's going to visit his friends, which are people we know from the Breakfast Club, pretty much. And I'm like, this is pointless. Like, they're not discussing the brat thing. They're just more discussing nonsense. Then they go off topic for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Who cares?
Although
I
I did
absolutely have
notice,
no interest in what they have to say after the first 2 minutes of the conversation.
I did notice that on our next episode we will be discussing a Brat Pack film. Could that
Well,
be because you watched something today and made the list?
yes.
Okay,
Yeah,
fair.
I'm gonna let people in the secret. On the next episode, there's a movie I've never seen. That's why it's
Okay.
on there. And
Okay.
they kept playing clips from this movie during Bratz. So I finally said, oh God, I give up. I guess I'm gonna finally watch this movie.
Okay.
And that's why it's on the list. You guys want to break me down to the next list? That is why.
Okay.
They
I'm
broke me
just saying
down
I
finally to
noticed.
watch this. I've seen almost every 80s film, and I don't know. This is one I never saw. I don't know why I didn't see it. Maybe it didn't interest me. I mean, I've never been a Rob Lowe fan. I think that's Rob Lowe movie. I don't even know who's in it. Demi
Yeah,
Moore, maybe?
Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Emilio Estevez, Ally Sheedy, Judd Nelson,
Oh,
Andrew
it's the Breakfast
McCarthy.
Club with Rob. Oh, so this is the Brat Pack movie where it all started from.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't even know. Well, yes. When he kept showing clips from this, like, I gotta finally watch this movie.
All
But
right,
yes,
then.
the Bratz movie got me to watch that movie. I'll fully admit to that.
Okay.
And that's it. So other than being on strike, I'm working at my other jobs. To put this in perspective, I did see a Canadian indie band called the Arkells. I don't know if they get any play in the States.
I have never heard of them,
Okay, they're
so.
huge in Canada. Well, I wouldn't say huge, but big.
Okay.
Like most people in Canada that listen to indie rock know who they are. So I did see them 4 years ago on their first big tour. And I thought they were bland. That's my honest answer.
Okay.
I saw them again 4 years later. What a difference.
Okay, so they had time
Absolutely
to grow.
grow. I thought their stage show was better. I think I like that adding a four-piece horn section made a big difference to me. They played 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. And they played for the end song Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan in Encore.
Okay.
So I was kind of impressed by that. I'm like, okay, you guys are getting it now. And their shirts weren't terribly priced. I think they were $40 instead of 60. Like
Okay.
Lady Wilson was $60 and she was here a month
Wow.
ago. $60. That's what concert shirts are now. Taylor Swift, same price.
When I went to see Bruce Springsteen in September, they were 50, so.
Okay, well, it's Taylor 60. Most people are, all country shows are $60 now. Maybe it's because
Wow.
I'm in Canada, so they're charging 60 Canadian, not 50 US.
That could be. That could
Maybe
be.
that's what it is. So, and that's about it. Next up, I have, you probably have never heard of this band either, Blue Rodeo.
Nope, can't say that I have.
Another big Canadian band that's been around for like 30 years.
Okay.
So other than that, I haven't bought anything. I don't leave the house. I did a tiny bit of shopping the last few days. This is how much I make a day, $56 every day.
Wow. Okay. So you need to
Yeah.
get that strike needs to end.
So just so people know, is that's where I'm at. So that's it, Doug. Let's
Okay.
discuss movies since I have nothing else to do in my life.
Sounds good. Neither does Kevin Smith,
No, definitely not.
because he made the 4:30 movie this year. So directed by Kevin Smith, starring Austin Zager, Nicholas Cirillo, Reed Northrop, Sienna Ag Dugong, and Ken Jeong. If you want, I'll start off on this one. It's very autobiographical. It's very light and breezy. Kevin Smith has said himself that Kevin Smith is the biggest fan in the world of Kevin Smith. So it makes sense that Kevin Smith would make a movie about young Kevin Smith. But honestly, I do think this was probably the best of his most recent works. It's just a simple day in the life. He bought a movie theater in New Jersey. I've been there a couple times, so I've seen special events that he's held there, and that's where he filmed this movie. It's all shot on location in the movie theater that he owns. It was fun. I don't think it's the greatest movie ever made. I did get a little creeped out that he cast his own daughter as a hooker in the movie. But besides that, it's light, it's breezy, it's not going to make you think too hard. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Holy crap, let's start at the beginning. Kevin Smith is a schmuck. I had enough of him. Dude, what happened to those Dogma and all those good movies you wrote? This is what you're writing now, the 4:30 Kevin Smith movie? Oh, painful. That's all I gotta say. Acting painful, directing painful, predictable to no end on most levels. Now, back to his daughter since you want to bring her up. He puts his daughter into anything. You listen to Kevin Smith, he'll tell you his daughter is an amazing actor. She is not, which is fine. But in a Kevin Smith movie, Kevin puts all his buddies in it.
Yes,
So
and
they're
this
all
is
in
no
there.
exception.
So, and I'm just sitting there going, Kevin, come on. You're better than this. What happened to those scripts you keep talking about? I like to hit somebody. Or Moose Jaws. It's got to be better than the last one he did with his daughter. Yoga Hosers? Oh my God, that was absolutely painful.
I never saw that one, so.
Oh, terrible. So I'm just sitting here watching this going, does Ken Jeong do anything for money? I'm Ken Jeong. I will do anything too. Like, I felt bad for Ken Jeong being in this, but I know he's just having fun.
He's the best part of the movie. He's
He
the
is the
one
only one that knows what he's doing in this movie.
trained actor in the film, really.
Everybody else looks like he picked up at a public school playground, driving by in a couple of college students in an act in a improv class. Is what exactly what I felt about it. I think Kevin Smith just needs to stop. Like you're right, Kevin Smith is a big fan of Kevin Smith, and I think
Yes.
that's Kevin Smith's problem. That he thinks he's all this, but he's not anymore. I feel bad for him. He's really just becoming redundant quickly. Am I
Possibly,
wrong?
yes.
Like I feel bad for him. Like I used to look forward to a Kevin Smith movie. Like look forward to one. Now
Okay.
when I watch them, like how painful is this one going to be?
I mean, I Still haven't seen a lot of his recent
Seen them
stuff.
all, everything.
I have not seen Clerks 3 yet.
Seen Clerks 3, which is just a rehash of Clerks 1.
Yoga Hosers I haven't seen,
Beyond
haven't
painful.
seen.
Not even worth watching.
Yeah, I mean the Jay and Silent Bob reboot, I watched that for the podcast, and that was, I think that ended up being on my worst of the year list,
Well,
so.
that's my problem with Kevin Smith. I'm like, can you just stop? Go become a director for hire. I'd be fine with that.
He doesn't want to do that though. He
But the
wants
problem
to
is
direct stuff that he writes.
he can't. It's all crap. I don't know if he's smoking too much weed or what the problem is. Like, I mean, his argument is I make a million for $4 million, I could sell it for 10. I understand you made $6 million. And then you're gonna go talk about it on your shows for a year. I get that. I've just lost interest. I don't listen to any Kevin Smith podcasts anymore. I've kind of abandoned them. Just because I got bored. It was the same crap every week.
Yeah, I mean, I like Kevin Smith as a personality more than I like him as a filmmaker. So I like his podcasts when he's being honest about himself, not necessarily his movies. I have similar interests that Kevin Smith has. I read comic books, I watch the superhero movies, stuff like that. So I have similar interests as him, and I think he's an entertaining podcaster. Just maybe not as entertaining a filmmaker anymore.
I don't think he's an entertaining podcaster anymore. Once he lost Scott Mosier and stopped doing their show, I lost interest.
Okay.
But I find Mosier will have fun with Kevin, and he kind of can they can play off each other. I find Ralph Garman's just the same skit every week.
Yeah, I don't listen to that one. I listen to the Fat Man Beyond with him and writer Mark Bernardin. Talking about.
Bernardin's very knowledgeable, which helps. But again, I just got bored after a while. I'm like, okay, enough.
Fair. That's
I didn't
fair.
want to hear Kevin. I just want to hear Bernard. Like, Bernard, you have your own show. I'd rather listen to you. Because
Okay.
Kevin just goes, oh, I love Saturday, so I want to suck his cock. I'm like, I don't care, Kevin.
All right
Like,
then.
that's all he talks about is cock sucking. Obviously, you need to do it. Just go do it. Get it out of your system. Something. Please help me.
Then
One out
maybe
of
he'll.
10, this film needs to go. Should be on my top 10 worst list. It
Wow.
won't be.
All
It's
right.
worse than that. I hated it.
Well,
There's
let's see
nothing
what you.
redeeming about this film.
Let's see what you feel about Conclave, directed by Edward Berger, starring Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, and Isabella Rossellini. I guess you're
Oh,
up first on this one.
yay me. I found this film was a little too structured for me. I find whenever they had a problem, another problem would seem to arise 2 seconds later. So then he would have to go deal with that problem. And I'm like, okay, we're going to deal with that problem. Oh, look, another problem straightened out, drawn out. So everybody, if he mentioned, oh, Doug would have a problem in the next scene. I'm like, oh, okay, let's go deal with that problem now. I'm like, this is getting a little ridiculous. We have problems just for structure. Just so Ralph Fiennes has something to do. You know, everything has
Okay.
something to do. And when they introduce the eliminated the one guy by bringing somebody in, you know where I'm going. I was like, oh, something's going to happen to that guy next. I was like, this is getting predictable. I didn't care by the end of it who won. I had no interest. I just like,
Okay.
this is just getting pointless. I think it was beautifully shot. I think it was acted wonderfully. I think all the supporting actors did a fabulous job. But just the storyline didn't work for me. I just like it's just too structured for plot purposes. I didn't feel anything felt organic or real. You know what I mean? I just feel I was stuck in a choose your own adventure book the whole time.
Okay.
So I gave
That's
it a 5 out of
interesting.
10. That's exactly how I felt about it.
Okay, I had the opposite
Oh,
feelings
you
than
just
you.
loved it.
I love this movie. It's
Here we go.
basically a political thriller set in the Vatican.
Yes, I'll give you that. I said that.
It's a murder mystery with no murder.
Correct.
I
Even
think when you
better.
say it's too structured, I think that's very much intentional. I think that is a comment on Catholicism. It is a very structured religion. They have their own set of rules that they must follow. So I see the structure as a positive in this storytelling.
Fair enough.
I definitely see Oscar nomina a lot of Oscar nominations for this movie.
Oh, here we go. Another one. Going on about Ralph Fiennes getting an Oscar nomination and he should win. Keep going.
I'm not saying he should win. I'm saying he should definitely be nominated. But
Oh,
I
I
think
forgot.
definitely picture, director, Ralph
There we go.
Fiennes, cinematography, costumes, possibly supporting actress for Rossellini, supporting actor for Stanley Tucci. I think everybody, all the acting was brilliant in this, I think. Ralph Fiennes, I tend to like better when he's being funny. Give me Ralph Fiennes in Hail Caesar. Give me Ralph Fiennes in Grand Budapest Hotel. This was the first time that he really impressed me in a dramatic role since Schindler's List back in the day. I have not been a big fan of dramatic Ralph Fiennes. I could care less about the English Patient. But here, it was very dramatic, and I liked him a lot in this movie. I mean, I have really nothing bad to say about this movie. I think it was well shot, well directed, well acted. I enjoyed the structure of it. Maybe just a little complaint about the medical issue of the person who is elected Pope at the end. I think that was kind of out of left field for this particular movie. But I never read the source novel that the movie was based on, so I don't know how closely it's following the book or anything. But I really loved this movie. I gave it a 5 out of 5. I
Oh,
really enjoyed it.
God, how is that possible? Explain that to me. Why do you love this so much? You didn't find it structured, heavy, and predictable at
No,
times?
not at all. I mean, predictable, that doesn't, I didn't say it should get a nomination for screenplay.
Okay, good.
I went in with like it was beautifully constructed. I think the cinematography, the directing, the costumes, even the set design, those
Oh, I'll give that to
hallways,
you. I will totally give you all that.
I thought it was all masterfully done. I mean, so yeah, I think this is a 5 out of 5 movie for me.
I will fundamentally disagree. I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
2.5 on Doug's scale.
Yes. So I guess that brings us to our next film, which is Here, directed by Robert Zemeckis, starring Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. My turn to start here. This movie is the opposite of Conclave for me. I'll just get it right off the bat right now. I gave it a 1 out of 5. I am tired of Zemeckis's experiments. I want him to just direct a movie that is fun and entertaining without being a big grand experiment. I miss the days of the Back to the Future Zemeckis, or I Want to Hold Your Hand, or Used Cars even. I love Used Cars. This movie just felt so contrived to me. I do not like found footage films because they always have to find some way to make some logic for why a person was filming at that exact moment in found footage films. And this felt like a big budget found footage film because they had to say why they're only shooting from that one particular angle throughout the entire movie. Even when it didn't make sense, well, why would a person sleep on the couch in the living room? when they could go upstairs when they're sick or recovering from something. But no, it had to be down there because that was where the drama would happen. I did not like this movie at all. This was bad. This is my conclave of the week.
Oh, bad. No, this is terrible. Bad would be being nice to this film. I literally sat here going, this is going to take place in one room over. I will say it took me a few minutes to figure out it was three different families.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, we got three. Okay. The first two kind of look the same. The third family is obviously a different race. I had no problems with that one. I'm like, okay, I get what this film's doing. And then it started playing with things. I'm like, I just don't care. None of these people are interesting to me. None of these scenarios are interesting to me. Why won't Tom Hanks leave this house and go off with his wife and do something? Like, I had
Because the
basic
camera
problems
can't
with it.
move.
Well, that's what I felt like. I felt when she left him, I'm like, so we don't have to leave the house? Is that why he doesn't go on holidays ever? Is that why he doesn't want to move out? Like, everything they seem to do was stop because he didn't want to leave the house or for convenience to stay in the house. I understand it was written for that purpose, but I'm like, this is really dumb. I like absolutely no interesting characters, no point to any of this. Everything seemed very domestic and mundane at all
Yes.
times. And I'm like, Zemeckis, what happened to you? Are you joining the Kevin Smith world of crap? Because this is another bad Zemeckis film. Like, it's the man that brought me back to the effing future. And I get this now? Like, again, get your head out of your ass, guys. Like, Tom Hanks is a shadow of what he once was, too. You know?
True.
Like, Ralph Fiennes keeps challenging himself, and I gotta watch Tom Hanks doing garbage again. Maybe he
That's
should go act
fair.
with Kevin Smith in 4:30 movie. He could be the theater manager.
I'm enjoying Tom Hanks now, in smaller roles, like when he was in Wes Anderson's Asteroid City. I
Okay,
liked
yeah,
him.
I'll give you that.
I liked him as like a smaller player in a large cast.
But maybe that's what he should be doing. Whenever he sees me with Zemeckis, like I think Larry Crumb was Zemeckis too, wasn't it? That was
Yeah.
terrible too. Like just garbage these guys put out. They must have too much money. And they're able to make whatever they want now. And it's just terrible.
Well, I mean, it's also the Forrest Gump reunion of Tom Hanks and Robin
Yeah,
Wright
but
and
that was
Zemeckis.
terrible. Nobody wanted that. Who was asking for a Forrest Gump reunion? Somebody?
I don't
Nobody, nobody, nobody's going to be. Oh, I need to see Robin Wright. Robin Wright is such a treasure. Totally wasted in this film. She does a great job, but wasted. Nothing to do.
Yes.
All she does is bitch about not being able to move houses. It's about the highlight of her, and she got pregnant on the couch, I guess. Like, oh, just a. I do not see this film, people. Honestly, absolutely garbage.
I
You know what?
agree.
Watch the 4:30 movie over this. Is all
I
I have to
actually
say.
agree with that. I agree with
Like,
that
and I
100%.
really hated the 4:30 movie, and this is worse.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see a point to this. I mean, it was nice to see the chick from Yellowstone, actor, whatever her name is, the
I
daughter.
forget.
It
Yeah.
doesn't matter. I watched her, I'm like, oh, yeah. Don't care. And I did find out she was British recently. I heard her British accent. I'm like, what? Well, she does a great American accent, I'll give her credit. And it's
Okay.
not a Canadian accent, it's an American accent. That's what I was told on True Bird. So
Okay.
don't get me started on that bad show.
All right. I guess are
Don't
you
ask me
ready
what
to
the
move
word
on
is.
to a movie I liked?
Did I
Let's
like
go.
it? I don't know what it is.
I don't
Okay,
know. Let's
people,
see.
Doug will tell you, I have no notes in front of me. Zero notes.
That is true. I have notes.
Doug will
Our
tell you, I do
next
everything off the top of my head.
Our next movie, let's see if Simon likes it, is Dee Dee, directed by Sean Wong, starring Isaac Wong, Joan Chen, Shirley Chen, Chang Li Hao.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, do you want me? I could go first if you want. It is your turn, but I can
Oh, then
go.
I'm going first. You're out of luck.
Okay.
As Doug knows, I don't watch anything about movies. I don't watch trailers, read anything, nothing. So I'm going into this. I'm like, oh, this is Doug's trying to make me extend my horizons. Okay. I'll let it go today. So I'm sitting here watching DD. I'm like, okay, what's this about? Oh, it's not about the family life. It's about the kid. I kind of got that. I think it's a kid. This film is fine. It's just fine. That's the best answer I can give you. I enjoyed the actor, the kid acting. I liked his friends. I liked the sister. I liked the scenes with the mom. I love grandma. And it's just me. I like, and the film started, he started expanding his world. I found I enjoyed the film more, if that makes
Okay.
sense. So
Yes.
as he left the house and went out skateboarding with his friends and did the editing, I like those people. Those people I wanted to spend more time with than the
Okay.
actual family. The family, I was kind of like, eh, the mom scenes didn't do anything for me. Like, they were fine
Okay.
acting. I just went, then I like the expansion. I like watching him grow as the film progressed. I just think it's, I felt bad what he did with the girl. I thought that was a little sloppy written.
Okay.
At times, not terribly, just sloppy. I thought that could have been a thing, but I mean, I didn't like the end at all because I really think that was kind of a slap in his face by the end, which what happens with the girl.
Okay.
I understand why it
Okay.
happens. Don't get me wrong, but it's kind of like, really? She's going to say that and she's so into him. I kind of hard to believe. I
I'll
guess it's
rebut that
coming
when
from
it's
a
my turn
man
to
with
talk.
two teenage girls.
Okay.
Right? And I know how they react to situations. I'm like, I just thought that was more for plot direction than anything else, if that makes
Okay.
sense. So overall, I thought the film was solid, just not great.
Okay. See, I really like this movie. It's not one of my, it's not in my top 10 of the year, but it is pretty highly ranked. To rebut what you said about the girl, I think it's perfectly believable that she would react that way after he ghosted her for a couple months and just didn't respond to her at all. I totally get her reaction to that. She tried reaching out to him, but he made the conscious effort to ignore her. So I get it. I thought this was one of the most honest coming of age stories that I've seen in a long time. I liked seeing how his relationship with his two best friends change over the course of this summer before they go into high school together. It starts off that they're close, they're good friends. Then he has this crush on a girl when things don't go great with that. When he chickens out, he starts hanging out with the older kids, the skateboard kids, and kind of leaves his original friends behind. It seemed very believable to me that each of the three friends kind of moved on, found different groups to hang out with. But then at the end, the first day of school, you saw that they still kind of reached out to each other to show that they're still friends. I'm a huge Twin Peaks fan, so I loved seeing Joan Chen in this movie. I thought her performance as the mom was absolutely incredible. I've been hearing possible Oscar buzz for
There we go
supporting
again.
actress for her. And I'm all for that. I would love to see her get a supporting actress nomination for this movie. I the movie started off subtler when Wong Wong is crushing on Maddie. He goes to her MySpace. It's very subtle. She has a clip of Paramore playing, and then they don't even call it out, but you see him go into his sister's room to steal a t-shirt and it's the Paramore t-shirt. And then they do explicitly call it out later in the film. I preferred when it was more subtle like that. But all in all, I really had a good time with this movie. No huge stakes or anything life-threatening, but I thought it was a very honest, very well-made coming-of-age movie. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Wow. You're too nice, Doug. Way too
Well,
nice.
we'll see what you say after we talk about our next movie.
Before we go on, I just want people to know
Yes.
I do judge for a film festival. I won't tell you which one because I'd be wrong. I've watched seven of the thir I think I got 13 submissions. I've watched seven of them. Guess how many I've passed? And the ratings are all out of five.
I'm gonna say 3.
Zero.
0. Okay.
Highest score I've given is a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
And I think I gave that to two documentaries. Everything else has got a one.
Wow. Okay.
So that tells you how hard I am to please.
That
But I'm not going to tell you a film festival. I
sound
think you
that's
know, but I'm not going to say it because I'd be
that is
wrong because of people.
perfectly that is perfectly fair.
Yeah. But yes, people actually pay me to judge their film festivals. I don't know why, but they do.
All right. Well, our next movie is Outside. This is our Netflix film, directed by Carlo Ledesma, starring Sid Lucero, Beauty Gonzalez, and Marco Massa. This is my turn to go first, and I will just say right off the bat, I apologize profusely for putting this on the list. I am a big zombie movie fan, as many listeners know. I mention that a lot. So Netflix had a new zombie movie on. I apologize. This was slow and boring and 2.5 hours long. Almost had too much going on. I thought the zombies were cool, and that we were supposed to be scared of Francis by the end of this movie, but I think everybody in this movie is awful. I think the kids were awful. I think the wife was awful. I think Francis was awful. I didn't like that they had that this movie was actually, I guess, technically about Francis being abused as a child in that house that they stayed at. Too much going on. The zombies looked cool, but that's it. Overly long, overly boring. No real scares from the zombies. This was a 1 out of 5. This was a bad film.
Wow, I think I like this more than you did.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't hate this. I don't want anybody to think I hated this because I the problem is it takes way too long to get going.
Yes.
Way too many scenes of just nothing but random chatting. I'm just like, can we go somewhere? I wanted to go outside so badly during this film. It was driving me nuts. I'm like, I know the movie's called Outside. Is it called Outside? I can't remember what it's
Yes.
called. Yeah. I wanted to go outside. I'm kind of like, oh my God, dude, let them go. Please let them go. This movie's 2.5 hours of subtitles. Let them go. I can't take any more. I can't, I didn't say, I'm not gonna say I liked it. I'm not gonna say I hated it. I was bored most of the time. I'm like, why don't they do something interesting? They never seem to do anything of interest in the house, just talk. And then I get the occasional random zombie. And then nothing else. I don't know, Doug. I mean, I think I gave it a 1.5 out of 10. Like, I'm not saying I did better than you did.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I'm just like, I thought this would have potential. I looked at the runtime, like, I'm going to kill Doug. That's all I remember. I'm on Netflix. I'm like, I started at like 11 or 12 at night. I'm
Oof.
like, oh, I'll just watch a bit of this before I go to bed. I'm like, 2.5 hours. Oh my
Yeah.
God, Doug, I'm subtitles. I'm like, okay. Oh no, I switched it to English. I got annoyed and switched it to English. That was
I
really
did
good.
too. I watched it dubbed. I did not watch the
I couldn't take, I
subtitles.
did. I had it with the subtitles. I switched it to dub. I'm like, oh my God, at least I can get through this now. Yeah, Doug, this was painful. It is not a good film. But it's okay. It's
It
a zombie
was.
film you hadn't seen. I gotta let that go. I didn't
Okay.
think the acting was terrible. I just think it was just a boring script.
Yes. Yeah, I will agree with you on that.
But I'd rather watch this again than here. I'll give you that.
Okay.
This had
And
more going on than here.
4:30 movie above those two.
Yes, that tells me I
Okay.
hated all of them.
All right. So we'll go from outside to, and I apologize again for putting this on here. I couldn't help myself. Play Dead, 2023, directed by Patrick Lussier, starring Bailey Madison and Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, fuck, that was
I think
a.
it's your
When I
turn.
saw the name of this movie, I'm just like, what movie is this? You know what's funny? I watched this before I watched Outside.
Okay.
So I came home from work and I'm like, oh, I need something light. Play Dead. All right. This looks an hour and a half running time. Like, perfect. I could watch it. It started about 11 o'clock. I'll be done by 1. I can go to bed. Sitting there watching, I'm like, so I just see Jerry O'Connell on the fucking screen. Doug's getting a text right now. That's what I texted you
Yep.
about Jerry O'Connell. And I'm sitting there going, you know what? I got to give this movie credit. I kind of enjoyed it.
Really?
I
Okay.
kind of like this film. Is it good? No, not in any way. But it was so, what do I want to say? So over the top at times, it made me laugh.
Okay, I can see that.
Like, I could not believe any of this could ever happen.
Yes.
But I kind of liked how it took the premise and made it bigger than it should have been, and I kind of liked the end of it. I liked when things got going.
Okay.
A
I can see
lot.
that.
I'm not saying this is good. Please, people, do not think I'm telling you it's good, but it's not terrible. I thought Jerry O'Connell found a role he was good at.
Okay.
He didn't have to do much. He
True.
had to chase him around and get mad. Perfect. And I mean, I like the characters. I thought they felt real in this world. I kind of feel everything that happened would have happened, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
And it was just dumb fun at times. Good? No, not in any way, but watchable, yes.
Okay.
I like the cop thing. I like the storyline. I thought the end, I think him phoning his family was kind of strange to me. Like, why have that even in there?
I agree. I
Like,
agree.
I was like, this guy would really have a family? Really? Okay. I just thought that was a little far-fetched at that. And other than that, it was like watchable, and that's the best I can give you. Like, I'd rather watch this over the Kevin Smith movie.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay, I really did not like that Kevin Smith movie, but you might be able to convince me to watch the Kevin Smith movie again over this if you worked on me.
I will be honest. I really did not like this movie. I thought it was very cliched.
Oh yeah, I like that about it though.
Just I didn't find it suspenseful at all.
Come
And
on. Those great
yeah.
shots of them in the room using, I think they'll use like two rooms just over and over again.
Pretty much, yeah, that's what it felt like. I none of the surprises really were surprising. When the brother goes to the cop, and then it turns out, oh no, the cop is in on it.
Well, he
That
had to be.
didn't, yeah, that didn't, it didn't surprise me. It wasn't thrilling. I think maybe the one surprise I had was that the brother and sister teamed up with the, I guess, drug dealer bad guy at the end, that they teamed up with him. I thought that was maybe a little bit surprising. But all in all, I think this movie was just weak. Nothing. I can't really recommend anything here. I didn't think the performances were good. I didn't think it was shot particularly well. Like you said, it looked like they had two rooms that they just used the same two locations over and over again. Yeah, there's really nothing to recommend here.
Come on, it was in focus.
True, but so was Outside. And
Okay, good
Outside had
point.
zombies.
Good point. I think this movie is just somewhat watchable. Stuff Doug finds under, I don't know where you can find these films.
This one I found when I found out that you did not like Jerry O'Connell.
I knew it. I told you on that. You said I don't care. Do you want to tell the listeners what I sent you after you said that?
That you were looking up Mark Wahlberg movies to add to the list, to
And
lists.
there were Mark Wahlberg movies I haven't seen too.
Okay.
And those weren't music videos, those were all real movies.
I bet that they are.
I can't wait. No, we are doing none of them for now.
Okay.
So that's okay. So you look this film up after I told you Jerry O'Connell drives me nuts.
Yes, I did.
Because
I
you
will.
told me on text, and I wish I had it still, that you didn't know Jerry O'Connell was in it.
I don't think I said that because I did that intentionally.
Okay, so you're just bugging me. Fair enough. I accept
Yes.
that. I'll
Yes.
accept that. That's fine.
Okay.
I just want people to know you're vindictive.
Yeah, only because I've had to watch a few Mark Wahlberg movies for this podcast.
Very true. I can't even deny that. I like Mark. I don't mind Mark. Listen, the Netflix one wasn't my fault.
Which
It
one,
literally was the hot new Netflix pick on my screen.
the Spencer movie?
Yes.
Okay.
You would have put that with Halle Berry? Come on, I have to put that on the list.
Oh, the how that Halle Berry one was awful. That was
But I
so
have
bad.
to put that on the list, do I not? It's
I
a
wouldn't,
big new
but
release. It's
that's
on
me.
Netflix.
Your
And it's got Mark Wahlberg. So I
definition
just.
of big release to it leaves a lot to be desired.
True, but it was too funny not to put on the list. That's
Okay.
endless. Come on, hang on. Halle Berry is a star, supposedly. Mark Wahlberg's a star, supposedly. After it's two stars. I didn't give you Red One to watch, did I?
That is true. That
I'm
is true.
saving you because I can't talk about it. I've seen it and I don't want to talk about it.
I appreciate, but you did make me watch that other Red movie that The Rock did for Netflix with Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. What was that? Red
Oh, that was terrible. Listen, Gal
something. I
Gadot's in
forget.
it. We're watching it. You're out of luck. Don't
Okay.
care what she does. We're reviewing it.
Okay.
Just so you know, she's in it. It's on the list.
Okay.
Until she starts making movies like Tom Hanks here, or it will not be on the list.
Okay.
Gal Gadot's
Right.
good for one thing, and it ain't acting. It's complete eye candy fetish I have.
Okay. All right.
She's made one
That's
good
fair.
movie. It's called Wonder Woman, and that's because of Patty Jenkins.
Yes.
Nothing else.
All
Gal
right.
Gadot's the John Hamm of movies. He just tries too hard.
Oh wow, and he is also very, very nice to look at.
Yeah,
But
that's really what the we got John Hamm for the women. Gal Gadot for the men, and that's really what it is.
and they
Or
did
if you're
that.
into both, you get both
Didn't
worlds.
they do
Perfect.
that movie together, Keeping Up with the Joneses
I
or
have seen
something?
it, yes, and she
Okay.
has a very nice attire during that movie.
Okay.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's not good.
All right, well, let's talk about a movie that potentially could be good. Married to the Mob, directed by Jonathan Demme, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, Matthew Modine, Dean Stockwell, and for a very brief moment, Alec Baldwin. I think it's my turn to start here.
Sure.
I should really just learn to trust Jonathan Demme. He's made a couple of my all-time favorite movies, Silence of the Lambs and Stop Making Sense. And he really hasn't let me down. Even his lesser-known movies, I love Something Wild. I think that's a great movie. He just has his own artistic touches that make these movies worth watching to me. In this movie, that there was the strobing red lights when the train at the beginning goes into the tunnel, and Alec Baldwin performs the mob hit. I loved seeing the ending when Tony, played by Dean Stockwell, is seeing multiple Mikes, played by Matthew Modine, in different costumes at the end in the hotel, and he's putting it all together that he's seen this guy before, but dressed differently. I thought that was a really cool artistic touch. I really enjoyed this movie. Michelle Pfeiffer, she's always fun to watch. But the real star here for me was Dean Stockwell. This is the one movie he got an Oscar nomination for. I knew him as, he's a character actor. He's appeared in some things. I love him in Blue Velvet. But mostly I know him from the TV show Quantum Leap. Here it was really nice to see him get to dig into a big character like Tony the Tiger and just go for it. I really enjoyed this movie. Even Matthew Modine. I had heard that he was depressed on the set of this film because he had just come off making Full Metal Jacket, and working with Stanley Kubrick definitely can take a lot out of you mentally. Personally, he didn't look depressed to me while watching this movie. He looked like a professional actor putting in his work. I ended up giving this 3.5 out of 5 stars. It's not a perfect film. It's not Demme's best, but I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh my God, you're killing me here, Doug. Killing me.
Okay.
You made me watch this film for the second time.
Okay.
I revisited this just for you. I still hate this movie. I hated it when I paid money for
You hated
it.
it. Okay.
I hate this movie. I don't hate it in the sense I hate air. I didn't like it. It's 80s slog to me. It feels like an 80s. It come in the 80s? It must have.
Yeah, 88.
Okay, so I was 17, saw this in theaters. I did not enjoy this film. It's just over the top acting I find over and over again. I
Okay.
don't enjoy the storyline. I thought it was dumb. I don't like Michelle Pfeiffer at all in this. I just find her cliche and predictable in what she does. Matthew Modine, I kind of like in this. I think he tries, but again, I just doesn't do a lot for me. And they kill off the one guy I like. Baldwin, who I always love in movies. And Dean Stockwell is the only reason why I had to watch this film, is Dean Stockwell for the win. He's
Okay.
having fun. I get it. I did like his crazy wife. I thought she was awesome.
Yes, I loved her too.
I thought she was fabulous, her scene. She was probably my favorite person besides Stockwell. When she goes nuts, I go, that's great. I just feel this film's very predictable most of the time. Like the
Okay.
scene when Michelle Pfeiffer is trying to find a job, I'm like, this is dumb. It does nothing for me. Okay, now, I know you love Jonathan Demme. I have nothing wrong with the directing of this film. I think it's well directed. I think the set design is perfect. I just didn't find it interesting, was my problem. I still, second time watching, I still do not like this film. I did enjoy scenes more than I think I did before. I liked the scene with the hairdressing scenes.
Okay.
I liked those characters. I thought they were quite a nice touch. What happened to her kids, by the way?
That's a damn good question. I don't know.
Because that's one question I did have. I remember we see them move in, do we not?
Yes.
And
Yes, we
then do we
do.
ever see them again?
No, I don't think so.
So where do they go?
The cutting room floor would be my guess. That there was
Like,
probably a scene, because what I heard with over the end credits, they had so much extra footage that they just put those in over the end credits. So I'm guessing there was a scene shot with the kids that was cut out for some
that's
reason.
the whole problem. I'm like, she has kids, and I'm like, they just disappear. Literally disappear in this film. I'm gonna like, okay. Because she's talking about how she's provided for her kids. Well, she falls in love with Matthew Dean, starts banging him. And then, where are those kids? I have a big problem with this, and they're just gone. If they say, hey, you're going to visit grandma, I would totally accept that.
Okay.
You know, kids, I'm getting settled. You know, you can stay here for a couple of days and go see mom and just show me a scene of them going off with grandma while she tries to get settled. I'm fine with that. And how does she find an apartment in New York City so quickly?
That's a
See how
damn
much
good question.
stuff she had in that car? You see the car pull up. It is full. Three kids, suitcase on top, everything. And she moves in what? A one bedroom apartment, it looks like?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's believable. I'm just saying I had
Oh, I'm
fun
just
with
having these
the
questions. You're
movie.
telling me Jonathan Demme is this great director. I'll
Yes.
accept that. But where am I going wrong here not liking this film? I don't, I gave you why, and then they lose these kids that just never reappear. I have a problem.
Okay, that's
The
fair.
disappearing kid theory.
I guess I'm a little more lenient on this because it's more like a not really a slapstick
A
comedy,
fairy tale?
but it's like a not satire, not slapstick, but it's a farce. It's a farcical movie. So
Right, it's
I'm
like
willing.
Ron. Happy Days' brother walks Cliff with Cliff. Chuck walks upstairs and disappears, never to be seen again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt just because it is a farce.
Well, when you find those kids, let me know, and maybe we'll up
Okay.
scale my scale. I think I gave this a 2 or 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't try, enjoy your list, Doug, but I did try. I watched them all.
Okay. All right. Well, we're now down to our last movie of the
Maybe I'll like
episode.
this one.
Maybe. We'll see. This one did win a lot of awards, or at least one award. It is The Coal Miner's Daughter, directed by Michael Apted, starring Sissy Spacek, Tommy Lee Jones, Levon Helm, Beverly D'Angelo, and William Sanderson.
Oh, I have something funny to tell you. This one goes from my head. I just never told people this before. People, I have no list in front of me. And Doug will tell you, there's not a piece of paper in front of me, nothing. I go, I always worry I haven't seen the film you're about to announce. Because I can
Okay.
never remember. I'm like, one more film. I thought we were done. It's going through my head. Oh, we got one more? I hope I saw it. And I'm not joking. Then you said the title. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I remember that film.
Okay.
I really should write these down occasionally. But that would be no
Probably
fun.
yes.
I can't riff then.
Right, I think it's your turn to go first on this one. Unless you want me to.
I got a funny story. So I was supposed to watch this film years ago for a show called American Arcana. We only ever did one episode, me and a buddy of mine. And this was supposed to be our second episode, was supposed to be on this movie. So when I went to watch it, I'm like, I thought I had watched this before for that show. But we never recorded a second episode because he didn't want to do it. He didn't really enjoy it.
Okay.
So I put it on and I'm watching, I'm like, you know what? I've never seen this movie. All these years, you asked me if I'd seen Coal Miner's Daughter, I would have told you yes. Because remember, people, there were no letterbox years ago, so I didn't really record me watching things. And I'm sitting there, so I watched it. I'm like, I gotta say, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. Does that make sense?
Yes,
I kind of
yes.
just felt it was kind of dull. Like nothing really happens in her life of interest to me. It's great that she succeeded. She sings songs, but nothing. It seems like this is that period of Tommy Lee Jones, like that movie we saw with Candace Bergen. It's just
Yes, yes.
okay. There's nothing wrong with the film. It's just not overly all interesting to me. I mean, I think if you love the music, you would get more out of this than I did. And I
Fair,
mean,
yes.
I'm not saying I lo hated the music. It's not something I would ever put on.
Okay.
So, did they do a good job? Yeah. I think she got married way too young. Like, I think the parents, but I understood it was that time period. And I just thought nothing really develops. It's more like this happened, then this happened, then this happened. And then when they're building the new house, I thought that's when they kind of developed the relationship a bit more finally.
Okay, I
You know
see
what I
that.
mean? Like, I just felt they were rushing through things a lot until we got to that point. But they stayed together the whole time. I did look it up to see if there was, you know what I mean? They never did get a divorce. So I was like, oh, did they? And they just didn't go there? Nope, never did. So I was like, interesting. But I think the film is, I love Sissy Spacek. I do love this woman and everything I watch her in. Even now, I still find Sissy Spacek is excellent. Tommy Lee Jones, just to me, has one good role, The Fugitive, and that's pretty much about it. The rest
Okay,
of the time, he just goes back to Tommy Lee Jones from whatever that movie was called. I just find he doesn't reach that point I want him. I want him to be better than he is. You
okay.
know, he's just never, to me, amazing in this film. He's solid, but Sissy Spacek is that much better, and it shows.
Yes.
And that's what bugs me about Tommy Lee Jones. I feel he's doing what he's supposed to do. I don't think anybody thinks I think he's bad. I just don't find him ever amazing other than The Fugitive. And I feel
Okay.
this film's just a basic, what am I looking for? You know, biography film. Nothing exciting. Point, 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 point. Go ahead then. That's
All
it.
right,
I'm done.
first of all,
Oh, 4 out of 10.
I picked this movie because I'm trying to go through like best actress winners,
Oh, okay.
and I'm a I love Sissy Spacek, and I like I've never seen the movie she won the Oscar for, so I wanted to watch it, and I put this on. I will be honest, it seemed really weird to me that for a movie about Loretta Lynn, it takes almost half the movie for her to start singing.
Oh, you're right. It takes forever.
I would think a movie about a big time singer, a famous singer, they would sing a little closer to the beginning, but it took almost half the movie for her to be bullied into singing on stage. And yeah, I do say bullied because I think Tommy Lee Jones's character Dew, I think he was very abusive towards her. I am shocked that
Oh,
they stayed together.
100%. I think that shows you that.
I think he was a giant asshole in this movie, and I think she
He
should have left
is.
him multiple times. First of all, he broke both of his promises to Loretta's father. He
He
said,
did. He did hit
never
her.
hit her and don't take her far away. And he did both. He hit her and took her out as far away as he possibly could. I did really like the look of the first half of the movie. I loved the look of the coal town. I thought, I don't know if that was built or if they were actually shooting on location,
They had to shoot on location for that. There's no way they felt that.
but it looked absolutely amazing to me. I think the best performances in this movie, I think, were Sissy Spacek and Levon Helm as Loretta's father. Levon Helm, he's in the band. So, this was, I think, his first real acting job.
It was.
And I think he was fantastic as the father.
He was good. All those family scenes were good.
I actually maybe even teared up a bit at the wedding scene where he shows up at the end, to give away to give his daughter away. I thought that was a really good scene, and I thought he performed amazingly. I didn't love this movie though. Like I said, it takes too long for her to sing, and once she starts singing professionally, it just moves at this breakneck pace that is different than the first half was very slow, the second half was very quick. So the movie felt uneven to me.
Oh, I agree with that.
I ended up giving this like 3 out of 5. It definitely had moments, and I see why Sissy Spacek won the Oscar for this movie.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just not one I'm gonna be revisiting anytime soon.
I don't think there's any need. You know the story, and there's nothing to make you want to watch it again, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And unless you like the music. If you like the music, just put on the soundtrack.
And I'll be honest, country music isn't my thing really,
And that's
so
fine. If you like
I
country
don't
music,
listen to it.
watch it. Okay, I do have some questions before we go.
Okay, and I also have my next 10 in my top 100. I have
Oh, then
91 to
let's do
80.
that first, and then I'll ask my questions.
Okay.
I better take notes on this because I might have to watch something.
Okay, so this is
Doug didn't
number.
watch any of the films he was supposed to watch, I'm sure.
I did not have time. I will watch those three that are on
Go
your
ahead.
list I haven't seen.
I know, I've got my list. I got a piece of paper now. That's improvement.
All right. So this is number 90 for me. It is Rafifi, directed by Jules Dassin.
What's Rafifi?
That one I know we did for the podcast. It is
Oh, I
the
have seen it.
French, it's the French heist film.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, I have seen
Yes.
it. Thanks for reminding me. I'm like, have I seen this? I'd have to look it up.
Let's see. So number 89 is Knives Out, directed by Ryan Johnson. Number 88 is From Dusk Till Dawn, directed by Robert Rodriguez. Number 87 is Full Metal Jacket, directed by Stanley Kubrick, mentioned on this episode. Number 86, Heat, directed by Michael Mann. I know you have issues with that. You're not a
I
Michael
do.
Mann fan.
Michael Mann fan, so it's fine.
Number 85 is The Straight Story, directed by David Lynch.
Okay, bing, bing, bing. What I have not seen.
We did it for the podcast.
Straight Story?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, I don't have to watch it then. The only films I watched, Doug, I don't
That's
remember.
fair. Number 84, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, directed
I
by
do not remember Straight Story. I gotta look this up. Continue.
okay.
I'm just
Directed
looking it
by
up.
Bob Persichetti, Peter Ramsey, and Rodney Rothman. Number 83, The Banshees of Inisherin, directed by Martin McDonagh. Number 82, Terminator, directed by James Cameron. And number 81, the last of my list today, Zodiac, directed by David Fincher.
Okay, I remember Straight Story now. That's when he drives the tractor. Okay.
Yes.
See, I looked it up. I do remember it. Okay, I've seen all the movies again. Look at that. So far, perfect. Can't stop me, Doug.
Nope.
You might, I'm sure we'll get some weird horror film I haven't seen. That's what I'm expecting.
It's possible, but my top 100 is pretty much filled with like popular
Oh,
movies.
then I'm probably good. I've probably seen them all, which will make me happy.
You might have, yes.
So my question is, it was American Thanksgiving, not Canadian Thanksgiving, because you didn't even remember, but that's okay.
I'm a bad American. I did not know when
But
Canadian
I
Thanksgiving
remember it
was.
because football's on, so I always remember.
Yes.
Now, did you have turkey or ham?
Turkey. Two
Okay.
kinds of turkey.
That's what I was going to ask about. What turkey? Okay, why? What are two kinds of turkey then? Turkey's turkey.
Well, I went to my brother's house. He broiled a boil broiled one, just regular in the oven, and then he smoked one in a smoker
Ooh,
outside.
how was that one?
That one was delicious. That one was fantastic.
Never had smoked turkey. Sounds awesome, though.
It was incredible.
Okay. Being Canadian, I don't have American Thanksgiving again. What is for dessert at American Thanksgiving? I'm
We
guessing
did
apple pie. That's the only thing I can think of that's American.
Apple and pumpkin pie.
Okay, so same thing we do here then.
Yeah.
So there's no change.
No, not really.
Okay, well, Doug, there's only one question left. What did you buy?
Oh, Jesus. All right.
You knew this
This.
was coming. It's not a surprise.
No, I know that my camera is not working, so I cannot show you. But this was the month of 50% off Criterion Collection at Barnes and Noble.
I know.
So there is a bunch. There is Shape of Water,
Seen it.
Paper Moon.
Never seen it.
Me neither, actually.
Don't know why.
Smooth Talk.
Never heard of it.
It's a Laura Dern movie
Really?
from the 70s, I think,
Love Laura
or
Dern.
80s. The documentary Lynch Oz about
Yeah,
David
passed.
Lynch and Wizard of Oz.
Till Doug puts it on the list.
Wildlife, the directorial debut of Paul Dano.
I'm not sure if I've seen that.
Michael Haneke trilogy. It's three movies directed by Michael Haneke, who did the movie Funny Games that we discussed last episode. Small Axe, the entire mini series of films directed by Steve McQueen. Funny Girl. The 1930s Scarface. The 4K restoration of Seven Samurai.
Hold on, can I back you up for a second?
Yes.
You said wildlife?
Yes.
I cannot find this film.
It's one word, wildlife.
Oh, it's not okay. Continue. That's why I
Okay.
can't find it. Ah, got it. Oh. Hold on. What year does this come out? At 2018
Yes,
with Jake
yes.
Gyllenhaal.
Yep, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and is it Michelle Williams?
Yes, and I don't think I watched this.
No, Carey Mulligan, not
Carey
Michelle
Mulligan
Williams.
is in it, Paul. I don't think I watched this.
Okay.
Because I don't, I'm not as, I don't watch it. It's fine. Okay, continue.
Okay, I said Seven Samurai,
You did.
then the documentary The Thin Blue Line.
Is it a documentary of the Thin Red Line?
Nope, Thin Blue Line. It's about cops.
Oh. No idea.
Earl Morris directed this one.
Which I've never seen an Earl Morris film.
Really? Okay.
I know who he is. I know he's very famous direct documentarian, but I've never
Okay.
seen one.
This is a two-pack of Val Lewton produced horror films. I Walked with a Zombie and The Seventh Victim.
It's not the Boris Karloff movie?
I think Boris Karloff is in one of them, yes.
I have seen that.
Okay. And finally, Pandora's Box.
I have no idea what that is.
It's like a movie from the 20s or 30s. I think it's a silent film.
No, never seen it.
Okay.
Okay, Doug, you all done? Like, you know, make me look bad who's on strike and getting buy food, but you can buy movies. More power to
Well, this was from the entire
you.
month of November. So,
Since
yes.
I know what's going on strike, I haven't bought anything in the month of November
That's fair.
besides
That is.
food. Okay, Doug, that's it. If they make it.
We will ro watch it and maybe not like it very much. I don't think we liked many of the movies we discussed this week.
Bye, Doug.
Bye.